Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, my next guest, JP Wright, is an award-winning voice actor with over 15 years of experience across TV, radio, gaming and advertising, working with global brands such as Netflix, Nintendo and Sky Sports. But he's recently captured Irish audiences online with his viral Grand Theft Auto-inspired character, Longford Larry. And I'm delighted to say he joins me now. How are you, JP?
Hi, Bobby Kerr. It's Longford Larry here, and you're listening to News Talk Radio. Do you follow me?
I follow you, absolutely.
How are you getting on, Bob?
I'm getting on fantastic. And I am, I suppose, one of your closet fans. I've been following Longford Larry for quite some time. And one of the things is, it's a great way to promote your business, even though, you know, you do lots of other things. But getting people hearing the voice of Longford Larry, you're in the voiceover business. You do 50-odd, or I'm sure you do 50, is a conservative estimate of how many accents you actually do. But I'm very interested in using, I suppose, Instagram as a sales tool for all that.
100%, yeah. So, I mean, if I was to just put on Instagram, I'm a voice actor, here's my demo, that's what I do. And I might get a few ears and, you know, like I said, a few listeners, a few followers, a few eyes on me, but using the Longford Larry is, it's basically, it's a marketing tool. I have fun doing it. And I think as a branding, a really important thing for me, because my name is obviously is JP Wright. My website would be jpwrightvoiceactor.com. On every single freelance site, all my social media, they'll all have JP Wright on them. So the name travels. And if you, for example, are a client or a company and you're on a freelance site, which you mightn't want to pay their fees, or you mightn't want to have me charge the commission fees, you'll then go find me on social media and message me direct through my Instagram page or TikTok or my website, which cuts out the middleman.
Absolutely. How did you get into this business, JP? Give us your life story, as they say.
I try to make it as fast as possible. I left Ireland when I was, I think, 20. I moved down to Spain, to Malaga, just after being on holidays there a few times with the lads. I always had a knack from being very early age for accents. So we had Scottish relatives, my mum's side, and I could do the Scottish accent very quickly. My mum would watch EastEnders, I could pick up Cockney, she'd watch Coronation Street, I'd do Mancunian. And then I moved to Spain, worked in an Irish bar, ended up presenting a radio sports show. I ended up, I learned fluent Spanish probably in about a year and a half. I just had the knacks for the accents and the languages. And then, yeah, one day I was in the bar in the races, and there's an old Dublin guy there called Wally, and really rough voice. And he just came into the bar and he said, "JP, the guy in the commentator, he's after having a heart attack, the English lad, get up there, you work on the radio." So I went up with no experience of horse racing at all. As a co-commentator for the Spanish commentator, I was basically commentating in English. And they loved me and they kept me going. So working in an Irish bar in Spain, a lot of expats there, met a lot of different characters from all around UK, Ireland. So, yeah, I would have picked up the accents from them. And then I moved to Austria. I was there 15 years.
In Austria?
Yep, in Salzburg. Had a radio show, managing an Irish pub, same thing, a lot of expats. And COVID happened. My wife's Canadian. Hi, Mary. And she wasn't a big fan of Austria. She didn't speak German. And the Canadians are really, you lived in Canada too.
I did. So, early 80s in Toronto.
Right. She's from a little kind of a farm place called Medicine Hat. It's a small town and outside of Alberta. And yeah, she didn't speak German. She wasn't happy there. So COVID happened. I was growing loads of chilies in the garden. There was no room for any more chilies. She said to me, "Look, you're going to have to do something else because the garden's full of chili plants." So she says, "Why don't you set up a YouTube channel for your accents?" I did. Some guy messaged me straight away. I was trying to sell his spiel as a voice acting coach. And he said, "Look, you're a natural talent. You should be a voice actor." And within 2 weeks, I bought a microphone. I built a homemade recording booth out of pallets and mattresses in the loft in the house in Austria. That was March 2020. By April, I had my first paid job. And by November, I was on Sky Sports introducing the Kenny Taylor Gutierrez fight.
Good man.
And then I didn't look back.
Now, am I right in saying that the creation of Longford Larry came out of an encounter with a guy when you were fishing? So tell me more about that. There's got to be a good story behind this.
Yeah, I'm a big pike fisherman, fishing all my life. Myself and Bob, who drove me up here today. Good man, Bob. I was out fishing in a lake in Longford and 7 in the morning. I went at 7 in the morning because I knew there was a coarse fishing competition on the day before. So all these guys would come and they'd feed the fish. So I knew the pike would come around. I'm on my own, 7 a.m. and this guy just appeared out of a hedge. Middle-aged man, and nobody else but me there. And he says, "Did you get him?" And I says, "Actually, I did. I had a pike this morning, about 12 pounds. And what did you catch it on?" I said, "Oh, it's the lure here." "Oh, that looks like a perch." I said, "Yeah, I think that's the idea." And then he went, "I used to fish before, but one day I brought my girlfriend, and I never went again after that." So between him and there was a butcher's in Longford, my wife wanted this lamb bone broth for our dog Lila, who came from Canada. And the lamb bone broth apparently cures arthritis and stuff in dogs. Lila's passed away now, sadly, but Mary always got the best for her. So she rang this butcher in a town in Longford, and the guy got on the phone and they couldn't understand each other's accents between Canadian. And he said, "What, a lamb what? What are you saying at all? I can't understand that one. Get your man back on the phone, will you?" And between those two and then any characters I'd met when I was fishing, or like I go to been going to the Ireland soccer away games for years. I meet a lot of characters there, plus in the pub, but just moving home after 20 years, the culmination of these two Longford guys kind of created Longford Larry in my head.
Wonderful. So, JP, in terms of the business going forward, because this apparently is a business show, so they say, what's next for JP Wright and indeed for Longford Larry? I'm hoping there might be a thing where he went, Longford Larry goes to Dublin to be on a radio show with Bobby.
Longford Larry will travel anywhere. He's a man. Look, once the money's right and people are buying turf and logs off him, he won't care.
No, I mean, like, my day is so diverse. So yesterday morning I spent 2 hours in the booth. There's a video game called Guts and Black Powder, and it's on Xbox, PlayStation. I have done work for them before as a Scottish soldier, but yesterday I spent, yes, an hour and a half, 2 hours, as a North Dublin soldier who has been chased and eaten by zombies, but he had to speak German and Spanish in a North Dublin accent.
What does he sound like? Just,
Here, get out of here, the bombs are coming, will you run?
But then, like, for example, he switches to Spanish and German in the North Dublin accent. So he's shouting at the guy, you know, obviously who's Spanish, saying, "Open the bleeding gate!" And then he realises that the guy is Spanish. So he says, "Oh, perdóname, abre la puerta, por favor." And then I was doing David Attenborough introducing a show in London. Most of the stuff I do, the bigger jobs like ESPN, NBC, Fox Sports, is all Joe Pesci, like a New York Italian-American mobster. Yeah. That's what's called my money voice in the industry.
Good man.
Yeah, that's the one where I kind of hit the nose. But yeah, I'm doing everything from if you're on an Emirates flight anywhere in the world between now and August, you go to their in-flight movie section. They have a special particular mobster section. Goodfellas, Godfather, Sopranos, Bonnie and Clyde, Donnie Brasco. That's my voice. You'll hear it all the way. All August, right, baby.
Well, listen, great to talk to you, JP. And again, I'll be following the exploits of Longford Larry. And I'm glad you saw off those D4 lads. Thanks for joining us. And a breath of fresh air this morning. Longford Larry, ladies.
Mind yourself. And don't forget, you follow me.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.